and thanks for staying tuned to another edition of Czechs in History. Today, we'll look back at the legacy of Emil Kolbin. He was born on November the 1st, 1862, to a Jewish family in the little village of Strančice near Prague, and became one of the most important electrical engineers, inventors, and industrial giants in Czechoslovakia. In Prague, we come across an acronym related to Emil Kolbin almost every step we take, and yet only the older generation would be able to tell you who or what the acronym ČKD or CKD stands for. That's because the legacy of the Kolbin family was tragically very short-lived. Arno Pašík from the Jewish Museum in Prague explains how Emil Kolbin became the founder of Czechoslovakia's biggest heavy engineering plant.
Kolbin originated in a small village from 9 kids, not very wealthy family, and studied in the German Technical University in Prague, which has very high standard in 80s, in 19th century. And then he left to United States, where he worked 4 years for Thomas Alva Edison, and he was first inventor. He was one of the first people who was involved in the development of generators and alternator. But he came back in beginning of 90s to Europe and then to Prague, and established by himself the plant for production of the dynamos and electromotors, electromachines of different kind, which were very successful, especially the alternator for production of electricity, for example, the first Prague power station.
On October the 29th, 1896, in Prague's Vysočany district, the industrial legacy of Emil Kolbin was born when he established the Kolbin Aspol, or Kolbin & Co. engineering works. Thanks to the experience he gained at the electric companies of famous inventors like Edison and Tesla, his Prague factory boomed. It became a classic example of combined European and American workshop practices, and it soon specialized in the production of power plant machinery as well as steam engines and locomotives. The factory also supplied special machinery to the Austro-Hungarian fleet of battleships. So by the time the First World War broke out, the Vysočany factory boasted a car assembly line, had produced over 10,000 electrical machines, 70 large power stations, and employed over 1,000 people.
There were Kolbin plants. There was Škoda factory in Plzeň, and these two were the major modern industrial and machinery plants in the Republic. In London, for example, they have the rotors 9 or 10 meters in diameter. So it is incredible construction which were sent to North England, to Australia, Tasmania, France. And he was all the time in touch with Edison and with Westinghouse. And in those days, it was very easy. All the inventors were in touch and published the invention. And you have to buy the patents. And everybody were very involved to produce everything quickly for people and to sell it, of course. So this was the generation, Edison and Kolbin and other people, who created the world where we are living until now. Mostly, except of computers.
Take a closer look at Prague's trams and you'll find a small logo with the letters CKD. The C stands for Česko-Moravská, which means Bohemian and Moravian. The K stands for the name of its founder, Emil Kolbin, and the D stands for Daněk, the name of his business partner with whom he merged after the First World War. It was in the interwar period that CKD experienced its golden years. It supplied engines and heavy machinery to power plants all over the world. Most of the city's trams and the funicular that takes visitors to and from Prague's Petřín Hill have all come from the CKD works. But Emil Kolbin's golden years were very short-lived. Of Jewish origin, Emil Kolben lost ownership of his factory in 1939. Production at CKD continued, but concentrated on arms, mostly tanks, for the German Wehrmacht. On June the 9th, 1943, Emil Kolben, with a hidden black suitcase filled with 180 CKD shares, was transported to the Terezin ghetto in North Bohemia, where he died 3 weeks later. In Czechoslovakia, 25 more members of the Kolben family perished during the Holocaust. Emil Kolben's grandson, Jindřich, survived.
But Jindřich Kolben, who was the direct grandson of Emil Kolben, he didn't get anything because the plants were a joint stock company and other personal property was confiscated and lost during war. So they didn't get anything back after the war. And under influence of Communist Party, even before 1948, but especially after 1948, he was persecuted also.
After the Communist takeover, the factory was reconstructed and nationalized. Several branches were created around the country, with the most important being the locomotive plant in Vysočany and the tram manufacturing plant in Smíchov, both districts of Prague. The latter soon became the biggest tram manufacturer in the world, with over 50,000 employees. Some 20,000 trams were exported to the Soviet Union alone, some of which, though, even ended up across the ocean in New Orleans, USA. Jindřich Kolben, a member of a capitalist family, only managed to get a university degree and a job thanks to the help of former employees of his grandfather. He even worked in the factory that once used to belong to his family. But after the Soviet occupation of Czechoslovakia in 1968, he left the country for good. He now lives in Munich, where he's an expert on aircraft engines.
You can't think that every German is a criminal, you see. It's the same thing like the Arabian terrorists. And so I went to Germany. It's lying next, and I was educated as a little child, as a German child in Prague, you see. I never was a friend of these communists, you see. And so we remained in Germany.
I'm standing in front of the Kolben Villa, a functionalist building that was erected within the complex of the CKD factory in the Vysočany district. The protected building is one of only a few buildings that remain part of the legacy of the Kolben family today. Labeled capitalists, the Kolben family enjoyed little recognition throughout the communist period. The honorary citizenship that was taken away by the Nazis from Emil Kolben in his birthplace of Strančice was not returned to him until the communist regime fell. It was not until 1989 when a street in the Vysočany district was renamed Kolbenová, and the local metro station, as you just heard, was given the same name 2 years later. On the occasion of the 110th anniversary of the birth of the Kolben and Co. works, the Vysočany Town Hall put up a commemorative plaque in honor of Emil Kolben and gave his grandson, Jindřich Kolben, the only family member in Czechoslovakia to survive the Holocaust, honorary citizenship of Prague 9.